The glory of God is a human being fully alive, and to be alive consists in beholding God. Hello again. These words from St. Irenaeus have echoed over four generations down through the long history of the Christian tradition. Uttered by one of the earliest theologians of the Church, they reflect one of the Irenaeus' great insights about God's relationship to humanity. Today, we commemorate the feast of St. Irenaeus, the earliest doctor of the Church. He was a Greek who was born sometime between 120 and 140 AD in Smyrna, Asia Minor. Some years ago, while on a pilgrimage to Turkey and Greece, my Jesuit brother and I visited this town of Smyrna in Turkey. It was quite a bustling city. Nestled amidst the buildings and streets, we came upon a small Orthodox Christian church where Polycarp preached and supposedly inspired Irenaeus. The experience taught my brother and I a sense of closeness to these early church fathers. Now, I should note that because Polycarp knew and learned from St. John, and Irenaeus knew and learned from Polycarp, then he was considered to be in line with the church's fledgling apostolic tradition. Moreover, unlike many of his contemporaries, Irenaeus was not a convert to Christianity, for he was brought up within a Christian family. Almost all of Irenaeus' writings were directed against Gnosticism. The most famous of these writings is Adversus Heresis, Against Heresies. Irenaeus' primary goal in writing against heresies was to attack cults that fell away from the Orthodox doctrine of Christianity, mainly the Gnostics, where he sought to disprove what he saw as incorrect interpretations that the Gnostics were doing in Scripture. While the Gnostics offered salvation through secret knowledge available only to a few, Irenaeus contended that the true doctrines of the Christian faith are the same taught by bishops in different areas of the world. Moreover, many of the Gnostics viewed the material world as flawed and from which believers sought to escape to eternal realm of spirit. Irenaeus, on the other hand, saw creation as good and ultimately destined for glorification. Irenaeus is believed to have died as a martyr in 202 or 203 AD during the persecution unleashed by Emperor Septimus Severus. He was buried under the Church of St. John Lyon, which was later renamed St. Irenaeus in his honor. Because of Irenaeus' diligence in developing and defending the doctrines of the faith, he was given the title of Patron of Apologists and Catechists. Given this distinction, it might be well to say some words about the significance of church doctrine. Doctrine holds great significance for the church as it forms the foundation of its teachings, beliefs, and practices. Doctrine refers to the official body of teachings and dogmas that the church upholds and presents to we, the followers. These doctrines encompass a wide range of theological, moral, and spiritual principles that guide the faith and life of Christians worldwide. Here are some key aspects highlighting the significance of doctrines for the Catholic Church. There is authority and unity. This doctrine provides a common set of beliefs that unifies Catholics around the world, regardless of our cultural or geographic differences. It establishes a shared understanding and framework for interpreting the Scriptures and the teaching of Jesus. Through doctrine, the Church maintains its authority and acts as a guiding light for the faithful. Next, revelation and tradition. Catholic doctrine draws upon the concept of divine revelation, which refers to God's self-disclosure to humanity. It encompasses both sacred Scripture, that is the Bible, and sacred tradition, the teaching and practices passed down from the apostles and church fathers such as Irenaeus. Doctrine serves as a means to interpret and understand this revelation, ensuring its preservation and faithful transmission through the generations. Then, too, there's salvation and sacraments, where doctrine addresses key aspects of the Catholic understanding of salvation, grace, and the sacrament. It explains how God's redemptive work is accomplished through Jesus and the Church, and how the sacraments serve as visible signs of God's grace. These doctrines provide theological explanations for the sacraments, such as baptism, the Eucharist, and reconciliation, enabling Catholics to participate in these sacred rituals with greater understanding and faith. Then there's moral guidance, where doctrine plays a crucial role in establishing moral principles and ethical guidelines for Catholics. It offers teachings on matters such as human dignity, social justice, the sanctity of life, sexuality, marriage, and the pursuit of virtue. These doctrines provide a moral compass for individuals and shape the Church's positions on various social and ethical issues, allowing Catholics to navigate the complexities of life with a clear moral framework. And then finally, there's ecumenical dialogue, whereby doctrine plays a significant role in engaging with other Christian denominations and religious traditions. It serves as a point of reference for discussions and theological conversations, helping to foster understanding, identify common ground, and address differences in belief and practices. So, folks, as we commemorate the feast of St. Irenaeus, we recognize his wisdom and witness around doctrines and other early teachings of the Church, and the fact that he not only developed and defended the Church's emerging doctrines, he knew well Jesus' mandate to go out and teach all nations. Indeed, he gave his life for it.